a surprise bump in our economic recovery, or maybe not.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison with a look at business and economics as Wall Street starts its day. So let's do the numbers. Stocks are up. The S&P up just a little bit, 0.1%. Dow Jones not quite up as much, but a little bit at 13,961. European markets down and Asian markets closed up. We've also got new numbers this morning on GDP and jobs, plus the Fed will make its announcement this afternoon. Plenty to look at. So joining us now is Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So first, that GDP number report just out last hour shows the economy shrank 0.1% last quarter. That's the negative headline number, which was unexpected. But when you look at the details of the report, perhaps not so bad. Just explain what you're seeing here.
Well, we had some negatives from there was a big drop in inventories that supported growth in the third quarter and took away from growth in the fourth quarter. There was a huge drop in defense spending, and then exports were weak in the fourth quarter as well. On the plus side, we had a more than a 2% increase in consumer spending, and then business investment turned around after dropping a little bit in the third quarter.
So talk a little bit more about that plus side part of that in terms of business investment spending. How important is that?
Well, you know, that's very volatile. So the fact that it's increasing now is a good sign. It fell a little bit in the third quarter. But the fact that it rose in the fourth quarter, even when we had all that concern about the fiscal cliff and what was going to happen to tax rates and possible spending cuts, is an indication that businesses continue to spend. Interest rates are low. They're trying to hold the line on hiring. So they're investing in equipment that allows their workers to be more productive.
On hiring, we do have a new report out this morning that shows better than expected hiring by private firms. How does employment look overall right now?
Employment gains are decent. The economy added about 155,000 jobs per month in 2012. That's more than enough to keep up with an expanding labor force, so we saw the unemployment rate decline. The ADP report that we got this morning indicates that the private sector added about 192,000 jobs in January. Overall, we're expecting job growth of 175,000 when we get the number from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday. And that should be enough to bring the unemployment rate down slightly. So businesses continue to higher. It looks like the job market continues to gradually improve.
So the Fed obviously tracks employment closely when making its decisions. Do you expect much and quickly out of this latest Fed meeting this afternoon?
No, the Fed's going to remain highly expansionary. The recovery is still continuing. The labor market's still weak. So the Fed will want to do what it can to support the economy in the near term.
Okay. Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services Group. Thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
A controversial energy company is losing its extremely controversial CEO. Aubrey McClendon is leaving Chesapeake Energy. The natural gas giant is a leader in fracking, the much-debated production technique. Dan Bobkoff reports on McClendon's rocky tenure.
Chesapeake led the drilling boom in recent years in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Texas. All the while, McClendon's personal fortune became intertwined with the company's. When plummeting natural gas prices loaded Chesapeake with debt, things got even more complicated, says Phil Weiss of Argus Research.
He sold artwork to the company. The company gave him this tremendously large bonus after the stock took a precipitous dive.
McClendon even reportedly borrowed from a firm that also invested in Chesapeake. That drew the attention of regulators and the ire of shareholders. Wall Street Journal reporter Russell Gold is the author of an upcoming book on fracking. He says McClendon leaves a complicated legacy.
He had some significant corporate governance issues, and that ultimately led to his downfall. But one of the reasons the United States has so much energy, and frankly so much inexpensive energy compared to the rest of the world, is because of what Aubrey McClendon and Chesapeake did.
McClendon leaves his position April 1st. In New York, I'm Dan Popkoff from Marketplace.
Boeing's earnings report is out, and it did better than expected. The report comes as the company struggles with the worldwide grounding of its 787 Dreamliner. Investigators say today they want a full history of the batteries used on the plane. This after a Japanese airline revealed it had repeatedly replaced the batteries. An overheated battery forced an emergency landing earlier this month. There are few joys in flying on any plane these days, unless you're lucky enough to be in first class. But even those of us in coach can usually enjoy the simple pleasure of a hot cup of tea without getting nailed with a surcharge. The problem is, tea apparently doesn't taste quite as good at 35,000 feet. This, of course, is a major problem for discerning British flyers. So British Airways and a major tea company are joining forces to produce a special tea for airborne sippers. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Say what you like about the Brits, they do know a thing or two about tea. They have some of the best tea tasters in the world. They make a swift assessment, sucking the tea to the back of the mouth and spitting it out far. And the tea taster's verdict is there's a bit of a problem with this beverage at 35,000 feet. Mike Wright of the Twinings Tea Company.
Water on board an aircraft boils around 89 degrees centigrade, and it's not the sort of optimal temperature for making tea. And the other thing, of course, is the reduced air pressure and the humidity affect the functioning of the taste buds.
Twinings has teamed up with British Airways to develop a special high-altitude concoction.
So we've produced our own special blend of Assam, Kenyan and Ceylon teas.
British Airways serves 35 million cups of tea a year. It hopes the brew will take its passengers' taste buds to new heights. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, booming Chinese development has left Beijing with some of the world's dirtiest air. People walking around in masks are a regular sight. Now, a Chinese multimillionaire is launching a tongue-in-cheek campaign to call attention to the pollution. Today, he was handing out cans of free fresh air, supposedly from cleaner parts of China. The cans are also available for purchase, with proceeds going to poor Chinese regions. Sales have actually been strong with the string of recent bad air days. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Innovation can take many roads, but seldom as quickly as the fastest street-legal green car in the world.
I mean, if I just had a really loud car, it might be exciting to some motorheads. But when you have an electric, green, clean, quiet car, everybody likes it.
I'm Kai Rizdal, fast and green. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.